CAFTA is supposed to do more of what NAFTA did, that is, reduce or eliminate trade barriers, this time with five Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. Jeff Lyon of the Wisconsin Farm Federation Bureau says the deal will help open up new markets for many Wisconsin farmers.
Looking at, you know, probably $1.25 billion in ag products, that's numbers I have that goes United States to those countries annually, and the possibility with lower tariffs and those kinds of things that we'd be able to increase that as well.
One study by a coalition of agribusiness groups predicts an increase of more than $4 million in western Wisconsin alone in exports of dairy, livestock, corn, and soybeans if Congress approves the trade deal. But Monroe County dairy farmer Joel Greeno of the Family Farm Defenders says those U.S. exports will hurt family farmers in Central America. He says that's what NAFTA did a decade ago. It drove down corn prices in Mexico and forced 6 million Mexican farmers off their land.
They fled to the United States looking for work, lost their farms, lost their jobs, and then came to the U.S. and competed with U.S. workers for their jobs. And this would only expand on that.
Labor groups in the state also oppose CAFTA. David Newby, Wisconsin AFL-CIO president, says because there are no labor rights conditions in the new trade agreement, it will help keep wages low in Central America and lead to more job losses in the U.S.
40% of the workers in the CAFTA countries earn less than $2 a day. That kind of competition coming into the United States is simply going to further deteriorate the job situation in this country, particularly in manufacturing and textiles.
The Bush administration has made approving the trade deal a high priority, but it faces a tough fight in Congress. Andy Gussert of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition calls the vote on CAFTA a referendum on the free trade approach and believes there's a good chance it will fail.
There are shifting coalitions right now where people who normally have voted for these trade agreements are now voting against them, including many Republicans.
Gussert predicts six of Wisconsin's congressional delegation will vote against CAFTA. Hearings in the House get underway this week, and a vote is expected by the end of May. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.